Strange Ode. I wanted love so badly, I flew to Cedar Rapids to stay with a man I barely knew. And when I arrived at his house, we chatted for a bit, and he poured us each a glass of wine, and after a few sips, asked if I'd pee on his head. He was a psychologist, so I hoped he was joking. We'd met in a bar in San Francisco. I was often in a bar in those days, as if love lived there. My father was an alcoholic, and my mother had just died. And looking back at who I was then, I realized I was crazy from grief. But at the time, I didn't know what I was doing, and a stranger had asked a strange question. In the kitchen, I asked, because that's where we were, my small suitcase next to the chair. No, the man said, in the shower. I glanced into the living room, dark wood floor, dark furniture, drapes closed in mid-afternoon. Fear zithered my ribcage. I hadn't told anyone where I was. This man could kill me and bury me in his backyard, and no one would ever find out. I think you'd enjoy it, he said. And if you'd like me to, I can also pee on your head. No thanks. I tried to chuckle, but it sounded like a chicken bone was stabbing at my larynx. We went for a drive through a beautiful forest by a river to his parents' house. The father wore a blue seersucker suit, and the mother's dress was patterned with peonies. His parents were so kind, I felt like I was their daughter. When they asked about my family, I said my mother had died in a car accident, and while I cried, no one said anything until I was able to stop. The mother held my hand the whole time. After dinner, her son and I sat in the backyard eating ice cream. I'd never seen fireflies before. They made a gold constellation, like a sky of stars beneath the stars. When we got back to his place, we put on our pajamas and went to bed. He held me close and told stories from his childhood. Shower? He asked. I said the fireflies were good enough. In the morning, I decided to go home, so he changed the ticket. At the airport, he gave me a wrapped present, saying it was something for my journey. As the plane lifted off, I opened the package. A book. You can be happy no matter what. And I couldn't put it down.